Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, noon hour on a Tuesday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, a couple minutes away from right now. Talk about some of these NFL job openings in 20 minutes as well, including the Falcons defensive coordinator opening, as they are going
interview
to
all
interviewing candidates. Yeah, and I don't mean this to be like disrespectful or flippant or dismissive or anything like that, but like my reaction to every person they interview is going to be pretty similar.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, all right,
we'll interview all of them.
All right, fine. Yeah. Like, because every person that's available to be interviewed for a defensive coordinator position is qualified to be hired,
mm-hmm,
and has had great years as a defensive coordinator.
Correct.
There's also a reason why they're unemployed.
Yes.
And if you want to make an argument for them not being the right person, you're going to be able to look at some of those seasons probably recently, maybe even last year, which is why they're on the hunt.
Yeah,
for a job. Depends on how you want to look at it.
Interview all of them.
Yeah, interview all of them.
That's what I was like. Somebody asked somebody, well, Randy, what would you prefer, 3-4 or 4-3? I said, whichever works. Whichever damn works.
Right, because they've had both over the last 5 to 8 years,
yeah,
and the defense has not been good.
Exactly.
So I don't
tell me what have a preference. Tell me what player you want me to get, what want them to get. I mean, scheme is scheme, right. And it fluctuates the way the game is played nowadays. Base defense is rarely on the damn football field. So right. If you're going to tell me you're not going to hire a guy because he's a base something, when the base is usually, you know, a nickel defense.
Right.
Fine.
It's also not like you have the personnel right now that are so good,
yes,
at one of them.
Exactly.
That you can't hire another,
exactly,
guy and be like, well, we're going to switch gears and try to get some guys to
you
play
don't,
this one.
Exactly. And if you have that elite player, you can play in any damn scheme.
That too.
Yes.
So, I know
the 3-4 has always been cute because of, you know, the outside linebackers and everything.
Sure.
The reason it works is because those outside linebackers are freaking animals.
Yeah.
4-3, whatever. I mean, I've always been like that. Like, I've seen where some of the best pass rushers ever, outside linebacker pass rushers, played in the 4-3 defense. So, yeah, that all that scheme and all that other stuff, does it work? That's all that matters. Does it work, and do you have the players to play it?
Yeah, it works because there's been great defenses,
yes,
that have played both.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It works.
And it's
three
one
works,
Super Bowl,
three
and
works.
Both of them in one Super Bowl.
They both won Super,
yes,
Bowls.
Yes.
They both work. It just all boils down to the thing that you said second, which is the most important thing, which is the thing that we've said repeatedly and will continue to say. You might get tired of us saying it. They need better guys.
Yes.
They've got to get better personnel.
They need players.
Who's the greatest defensive? Bill Belichick, when he was with the Giants, the greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
Yes. He's the best defensive player of all time.
Who's the best defensive coordinator of all time? Who knows? But get him. Hire him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You
gotta
get dudes.
If you have, you know.
You got to get dudes, man.
This roster. No, and there's some good guys on this roster. I'm not trying to say these guys are all not good, but like, the totality of talent that you have on that side of the ball isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been good enough ever since I've been covering the team. And until it is, it's going to be the same thing. So that's my opinion on the defensive coordinator
there
position.
It is.
Draft better defensive players.
Yep, and then figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Figure it out from there.
Because you know what? I bet it'll figure itself out.
Yeah. You know what I can do right now? I can just send that guy. I know that guy's going to whip that tackle's ass more times than not.
We can keep firing, yes, Jimmy Lakes every January until the cows come home. But if you don't have the guys on a team, then that's what's going to happen. It's not Jimmy Lake's fault the defense wasn't good. Now, he might have contributed to it, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, to pin it on him and be like, well, that's it. Now it'll be better. Nonsense.
Nope.
Nonsense. They have to get better on that side of the ball from a personnel standpoint. Until they do that, until they value it and prioritize it the same way that they've prioritized offense in this franchise for years, then it'll be the same thing. Like, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the same thing over and over again. Let's get into an NFL no huddle. Speaking of the NFL, 92.9 The Game is your home for the NFL playoffs. Join us for all the action, the divisional rounds this Saturday and Sunday, brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. And by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. By Prize Picks, run your game. And by Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee Way. Should have read that before I started reading it. There was all kinds of stuff in there. I was like, they just keep coming. I was like, do I know how to say that correctly? I'm going to give it a shot.
Very well.
Fiduciary is a tough word. You
it
know?
Is, dude. It's, but you nailed it.
I did.
You
yeah.
sounded like the because we played a promo. It
doesn't it
like
sound
it.
Like an insult a little bit?
I mean,
what a fiduciary.
Ooh, you might get shanked for that.
Like you could call a finance bro a fiduciary.
And do you think he would fight you?
I like my chances in that one. A fiduciary bag?
A fiduciary.
You know what I mean?
A fiduciary.
I think that's a creative term.
You said douche too much in it.
Well, I know, but I didn't just say that. I've sandwiched it between pho and eerie.
Yeah, but I would have. I just took that little part.
I know. You cut to the chase
yeah,
there.
Yeah, cut to the chase right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you got to what I was trying to say. I think that's a creative nickname. All right. Anyway, the Rams beat the Vikings last night. It was not a very good football game.
It was not.
Five of the six games in the first round of the playoffs were not particularly good football games. So, I don't know. I guess maybe we don't need to keep expanding the playoffs, but they can if they want to. They can do whatever they want. Here's Kevin O'Connell after the game, the head coach of the Vikings, talking about Sam Darnold.
I just want to say, you know, I think it's very important we all think about, you know, Sam's body of work, what he was able to do this year, when not very many people thought he would be able to lead a team to 14 wins. Very rare for a quarterback in their first year. In fact, it is rare, the most wins by a first-year quarterback with a team. And just the way he came in, committed himself to just a daily process to be the best version of himself. It did not work out in the end. And I think Sam would be the first one to tell you.
You going to bring him back?
Great follow-up.
Yeah.
What do you think he would say?
Well, we're still in the process of processing right now.
The process is always a long no, isn't it?
Yeah, you going to bring him back?
Remember when Jimmy Lake got asked about on Monday last week and they were in the process?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess the price would have to be right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it.
Whoever's going to give Sam the most money is where Sam should go. Yeah,
exactly. And so then that goes back to is it going to be a bidding war? Because think about it, there's teams that need Sam Darnold to be their starting quarterback.
Right.
I mean, just because of the shortage of starting quarterbacks right now
sure.
and where this draft is as far as quarterbacks that are coming to the league. So what is the market? What is going to be the opportunities for Sam? Because obviously he wants to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sam is looking at it, him and his representation are probably going into we want to be the starter. You know, we're not coming in a quarterback competition or anything like that.
No, and if he gets paid you said the market was now for him, which is like $40 million,
he's gonna be a starter. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're not paying a competition $40 million.
Right.
It's just, you know, if he would have played, there's an alternate universe where the Falcons game that he had happens in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the Rams win another game or the Falcons, you know, because he ended up playing a division champion, like, if the Vikings played the Falcons in that game and he throws for five touchdowns and has the best game of his life, he gets $50 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for them, he did that in November, and then what happened at the end of the season may be a little bit more accurate about what he is in big games.
But that's what I'm saying, because it's him, though. You know what I mean? Like, because he had everything riding on this next big payday on these next two games. Now, you go watch the game, he didn't get protected worth a damn,
but
he missed a lot.
Especially
you know,
in the Lions.
He missed a lot.
Yeah.
And then you look at it from a standpoint, well, why was the blitz getting to you? Did you react quick enough? I mean, even though it might have been the fact he got sacked 9 times, they'll probably blame 6 of them on him. Because he didn't go where he needed to go with the ball.
Some of them definitely were.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he held the ball for like 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win playing quarterback in this league, hold the ball 4 seconds.
No.
They're going to get you. They're going to get you to the tune of 9 damn times. And so, so there's going to be a market for Sam because there's always markets for quarterbacks. I think Sam Darnold is a good quarterback. I just think we've seen the best of what Sam Darnold is.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, it just reminds me so much of kind of the Geno Smith resurrection a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a nice contract.
Mm-hmm.
But now, a couple years later, they're like, damn, what are we going to do with Geno Smith?
But, I mean, but the thing about it is that they've –
Baker.
Yeah. But they went like the McDonald's already pretty much come out and said Geno's going to be starting quarterback next year.
Right.
Now is this
the second time?
The second time.
First time he was asked, he's like, I guess
he's here. I guess he's here. But I mean, yeah. So I mean, it's going to be a situation where Sam is going to, like you said, whoever's going to give him the most money. Don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Does he go back to the Giants look in on him because they're in a standpoint where a lot of people think that they gave Brian Daboll them this year so they can stink again, get a high pick. And then be able to draft their quarterback and
right.
get them a new head coach to partner with that coach.
Yeah. I'm just looking at all options. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously the Jets need a quarterback. He's not going there. Like, that, you know, that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen again. You said the Giants, like...
I mean, he's better than Danny Dom, whatever the hell his Cutler's name is.
He is.
Vito Cutler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is. But they also have the third pick, right?
Yes.
So they're going to draft a quarterback most likely. So, you know, I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. Do they want to take a quarterback here?
49ers?
They want to take a quarterback here and then have.
What if they pay him instead of Brock Purdy?
I'll have to see that. But if you look at the Giants, they take a young quarterback and they stink. They're going to fire Brian Daboll anyway.
Right.
And then you got a young quarterback out there stuck.
The Raiders?
I can see that.
Sam Darnold in the desert?
I can see that. I can see that.
Have the number one pick, so they're not going to do that. They're going to take a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, like, who's going to, like, bidding war idea. I just don't know where that comes from.
Yeah.
I don't know if that could possibly happen.
He'll be the number one quarterback as far as veteran quarterback.
What about Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson said hopes and plans to return to the Steelers next season.
He's
obviously headed into free agency.
Yeah. I mean, and he's looking at it from a standpoint of he's done enough to be able to garner at least one more year. You know,
yeah.
But the thing about it, garnering one more year, he ain't coming back on a vet minimum.
No,
he's not going to do that.
Right.
And then there's rumors that they want to sign Justin Fields. If you sign Justin Fields, are you telling me you're going to let him be the starter? Are you going to build this offseason around Justin Fields, allow him to be the starter? I don't know how that goes.
Mike Tomlin is such a good coach that they're in a bad spot.
Yes.
Like, they can't be bad enough to actually get high up in the draft and draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Mike Tomlin's your coach, worst case scenario, you're going to be
in the playoffs. Right.
Or at least 9-8. Like, he doesn't have losing seasons. Never has.
But that's the narrative that we talked about before the season. I'm like, you think if they do that again and they would they be like, okay, enough. Damn it, he doesn't have losing regular seasons. All right, whoop the damn dude.
Cool. We'd like to win a playoff game at some
point. This is Pittsburgh, man. We talk about this is Steel City.
Yeah.
This is championship town.
The standard is not to limp into the playoffs and get dismissed by the Ravens. The standard is to compete for championships.
Yes.
They obviously have not done that for a long time. The reason is they haven't had
a quarterback. When they had Ben Roethlisberger,
they
were competing.
They were in the mix.
They were competing.
Yeah, they haven't had that guy since then. So, again, I don't know. I mean, you could do a full franchise reset if you want. I wouldn't. I'd keep Mike Tomlin around and try to get him a quarterback. Hard part is getting him a quarterback when you're right in the middle every single year.
You get guys like Kenny Pickett.
You get Kenny Pickett. You get Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
who was there before Kenny Pickett?
Mason Rudolph.
He got beat with his own helmet on national TV.
Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, Truby Sky.
Okay.
Terrible. This is not good.
No.
These are
9-8 team and barely getting the playoffs and losing in the first round of playoffs.
But these are teams that still somehow made the playoffs.
Yes, because they're coach.
Because Tomlin's such a good coach. All right. That's not a place that has a coaching vacancy, at least not right now. And I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to try to figure it out. There's a bunch of other places that do have head coaching vacancies. And we'll talk about what's attractive about them potentially, if anything, at all. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get back into some of these NFL head coaching openings, as well as the Falcons defensive coordinator opening. Add another name to the list, by the way. I know that Lou Anarumo will interview with the Falcons. Caleb had that in his update there. Wink Martindale going to interview as well.
Okay.
So there you go.
Those
are two guys that
are qualified.
Qualified. Experienced.
Yep. They both
NFL defensive coordinators.
But they can't make, you know, what is it? Chicken what out of, you know?
Chicken salad out of chicken
blank. Yeah, that right there. They can't do that.
Nope.
So, yeah. But, I mean, again, there's no reason not to have this wide net of guys.
Yeah.
You got to bring in a veteran.
Right.
You got to bring in a guy who's been who knows this league inside and out, who's been DC at multiple teams. Just because sometimes there's been a guy at DC at multiple teams doesn't mean he's not good. Because you know, I thought, he's been fired there. Oh, he's fired there. It's like, you know, look at the situation that they were in when they were the DC. And so, I mean, that Wink Martindale, it's so funny because that Baltimore Ravens, Michigan, like D.C., it seems like it's one to the other, one back to the other.
Yeah, they just trade. The Harbaugh brothers just trade guys.
Yeah, they trade coaches and everything like that. So, but, yeah, Wink's very knowledgeable of the football game, old school. You know, he's from that Ravens tree. Obviously, he's with the Giants. And this year, like you say, he was up there in Michigan doing his thing. But, okay.
Silly nickname.
What,
I don't have a problem with it. It's just kind of fun to say.
Wink.
Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's after, you know, like an entertainer. There was a guy named Wink Martindale back in the day.
It's an old school name. Just
Wink Martindale. Kind of fun.
You wouldn't think he'd be a hell of a defensive coordinator.
No, you wouldn't.
But he is.
You think he'd be dancing and singing on stage.
Yes, but he is. He's a very good coordinator.
Who knows? Maybe he can sing too. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to limit the man.
You never know. You never know what a side hustle is.
Exactly.
You never know what a side hustle is.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
But the big thing is about it is just don't, like every because we're close to it and everything like that. Every opening, every coach that comes in, and it's not the guy there. I want Robert Saleh.
Yeah. Here's the deal, though, with the people they do interview. There's going to be like a pretty distinct difference between the guy that they fired. These guys are going to have all called plays on defense in the NFL.
Exactly.
Before, which, you know, going back, who knows how anything's going to play out. But I remember when we found out that Jimmy Lake was going to be the DC.
I gave it to you. You were like,
oh.
Yeah, and you said it just like that. I was like, I don't know. I know Jimmy Ray, but I, you know, and then you look at it, you got two first time. Because, I mean, I know Jimmy's been a bar and ball a long time. I did not know this is his first gig calling a defense.
Well, he had called defense in college, yeah, but so never saying, in the NFL.
That's what I'm thinking and everything like that. So, yeah, I would anticipate you'll hit a veteran-type coordinator for this job.
I didn't even know what Jimmy Lake had been up to, you know? I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Because he was the assistant head coach with the Rams.
Right, with the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously came to a crashing halt in Washington. He was the head coach of the Washington Huskies for the COVID year and then the year after that, and it didn't go good. And I will say this, and maybe there's a little symmetry here. He had to get fired from Washington to clear the path for Penix to go there and be great.
Okay.
Maybe he's got to get fired from Atlanta to clear the path for Penix to be great here.
There we go.
I don't know.
There we go, Dan. I think Mike would still be great,
Mike wouldn't have been at Washington if Jimmy would have been.
Oh, I know. I understand that part. I'm talking about here. He would have been here no matter what.
Right. Mike's already here. And what Jimmy did had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Just trying to, you know, I'm trying to make chicken blank out of chicken whatever.
Yeah. But
put lipstick on the pig. Atlanta Falcons franchise.
Yeah. But they're going to, again, it's going to be some dudes. I was curious about, you know, what would be the odds of him calling defense? Talking about Coach Ra.
Yeah, seems like not if you're going to be bringing these guys in, right?
So that was my thought process behind it. Because it's funny, I saw that the 49ers I didn't get the guy's name there. They're interviewing some guy for the offensive coordinator job. Well, Kyle calls plays.
Right.
So you're calling the guy to run offensive meetings?
Yeah, I know.
Kyle calls plays.
And, you know, I'm sure every single one of those jobs is vital.
They all get jobs.
Important.
They all get head coaching jobs.
They do, and some of them go on to have great success.
Kevin O'Connell,
sure.
Never called plays,
right.
But he got the job.
Right.
Mike McDaniel, never called plays, got the job.
Well, LaFleur had never called plays.
Got the job. That was all working out.
Sure.
Yeah, these dudes don't call plays, and they get jobs.
I do just always wonder, like, on game day. Yeah. Like, obviously, you're in there helping, and we had, who do we have on? T.J. Yates, right? The Falcons quarterback's coach. And I wanted to ask him that in the most respectful way possible.
It was so disrespectful, but you didn't mean it for it to come off as
disrespectful.
Right,
without being like, what, like, do you even do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
like, during the game.
It wasn't disrespectful. It was a great question.
And he answered it.
Yeah.
He was like, well, you know, obviously I'm seeing stuff and they're seeing stuff and I've got my experience and I'm telling them this and that and all that. Of course, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's always like, it's one of those ones where it's like, well, I know what the play caller does.
Yeah.
I know. And that makes me wonder sometimes what Raheem does.
You had a Rob Tribble in you with that question right there.
No. Because it wasn't from the standpoint of like, why do you guys continue to hurt me for decades? I was just like genuinely curious about like the game day operation of who does what and all that. Because I know he does something. I just wanted him to talk about it. I do wonder too, like if you're the head coach and there's a guy who calls the offense, and there's a guy who calls the defense, and there's a guy who calls the special teams. Like, and you've got a guy who's a clock management guy, and you've got all these different guys. Like, obviously, you're doing some stuff. What is that stuff?
You manage it all.
You're just in charge of it.
Yep, in charge
of it. Just making sure it goes.
Yep, that's what you do.
I'm out here.
Yep.
I'm on it.
I saw some of the funniest
vibes, guy.
And I saw some of the funniest stuff. I don't know if it's a tweet or if it's a call. Said, what does Raheem do? He doesn't go and he doesn't go and talk to the coaches. He just stands there, and I'm like, okay. Every time they put the camera on him, he's standing there. Do they have a camera on him the whole time? He's going and doing and he's talking and mingling with the players.
The camera could do him a little favor though and show him doing something sometime.
Yeah,
you know,
like just
they always
there.
Like to show him when he's looking up at the halo board.
Exactly,
and it's a big screen, and I get transfixed.
That's
by the
always
halo
fun. That was one of the funniest things afterwards. Like, what does he do? Oh, he does just every time they show him, he's looking up at the halo board. Like he doesn't sit there for 60 minutes looking at the damn halo board. He doesn't do that.
No.
He does other stuff.
I saw there was a video in the Panthers game of him running down the field when they made that nice throw at the end of the half. Did a little scissor kick, and then he called the timeout.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's so funny.
He's calling
the nitpickiness of
Yeah. You know what it is. You know what it is. Winning teams can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Losing teams can do no right.
Yeah, man.
And if you lose for enough years in a row, like we've talked about this. We've gotten the wildest we've gotten in terms of the depths of the frustration is not only is Arthur Blank the wrong guy to be the Falcons head coach, but he didn't even really do all the work to make Home Depot so great. Like, I legitimately had somebody tell me that one time. I was like, damn, the Falcons hurt you so bad.
I mean,
the man can't even get credit for the hardware store?
Yeah, man.
No? Nah, all right.
No, not at all.
Then again, when they're winning and winning playoff games and going to the Super Bowl, everybody wanted to be in the Brotherhood.
Yeah. The Brotherhood!
A couple years later.
Oh, my God.
People were done with the Brotherhood.
Take his patch back!
There's only one thing that matters in sports. We say it over and over and over again. Man. You will justify anything when you are winning. Nothing is justifiable when you are losing.
Since I've been back, especially working here, there's never been a funnier thing than that. I don't care what nobody says. There's never been a funnier damn thing than that damn Brotherhood. And people actually talking like they were the damn motorcycle gang. And getting mad because I was picking at it. All folks get so mad at me. Man, you just don't know nothing about the Brotherhood. The Dan Quinn is brought here. Like, oh my God.
Tell me more about that Brotherhood. Now that he's 0-5 and they can't land on an onside kick. Because you're the first one to drive his ass out of town. All right? Tell me about that Brotherhood. All right. Anyway, so that's the Falcons situation. Hopefully they hire a defensive coordinator soon. Hopefully he's the right guy for the job. And hopefully he revolutionizes that side of the football in this franchise. There's a bunch of teams that don't have a head coach right now. The Patriots do.
Yes.
Obviously, they hired Vrabel.
With a whole lot of money, too. We were just talking about picks and money.
And maybe the right quarterback.
Yeah,
he obviously looked good as a rookie. They got picks. They got money. I know it's weird. Like, again, the framing of the Patriots situation feels like it's shifted 180 degrees since Vrabel took over.
Yes.
Because, like, when Mayo's there, it's like, I don't know. It's a horrible situation. Yeah. It's a horrible franchise. Yeah. Now Vrabel's there. It's like, I don't know. May's pretty good. They got all these picks. They got all this money. Who knows? Maybe they'll be good soon.
They got picks and money, man.
They do.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, can be helpful.
Yeah, it can be. I'm looking at, like.
Which of these jobs would you want? Like actually. Like, not that they're one of 32, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you're a head coaching candidate in this cycle and the Jags, Raiders, Saints, Jets, Bears, and Cowboys jobs are all open, you're Ben Johnson, right? Which one are you most
interested in? If I'm Ben Johnson, I'd probably say the Bears, probably.
I would, too.
I'd probably say the Bears. But the thing with the Bears is this. And I the more and more I get to know and view about their general manager, how open is he willing to be wrong? Meaning, you know what I mean? Like, I want to have a coach who won't supplant my decision-making and stuff like
that.
What
makes you feel like that?
I don't know.
You've said that a couple times.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, these last couple times, I've just been feeling like that. Like, I don't know. It just, that vibe he gives off to me.
Okay.
And I could be completely wrong. But, yeah, I mean, you look at there's so many things. Jaguars, who wants to play for that guy? Now, you get in a new stadium. I think you have a franchise quarterback.
Well, by salary, you do.
Yeah, I think you have a guy. Like, and a lot of young talent on that team. The Patriots we talked about. The Raiders, still the damn Raiders. It's the Raiders.
It is.
It's the Raiders, and you got a coach in the AFC West.
And right. Oh, as a negative.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I guess if you're taking it, you got to sort of be talking yourself into, all right, Brady's in charge now. Maybe that'll be different.
Right.
Who knows? Like, there's no guarantee.
And there's no quarterback. Yeah. And just because Tom Brady's there don't mean that he's going to pick the right guy to be a quarterback.
Right. Because, again, Michael Jordan was in charge of the Hornets for a long time, and they were not good. At all, ever.
The Saints' quarterback situation. We talked yesterday, Derek Carr, $51 million cap.
Yeah.
Like, do I want to be stubborn with that? Because considering the fact the Saints always find a way to get under the cap and everything like that. The Jets, I can't do – I mean, again, 32.
Yeah.
No quarterback, Woody Johnson.
But that's the only argument for the Jets, right? It's like, well, it's one of 32.
Yes.
Because they don't have anything.
No.
And they have it's probably the most unstable franchise along with Carolina. Maybe, I don't know, you throw a couple more in there.
And then the Cowboys – obviously, you know, it's first class.
Yeah, I'd want that one, too.
It's first class.
I'd go Bears first just because I think they're a slightly better situation.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas damn Cowboys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Jerry. Hey, mic check. You need sound check, Jerry?
What's the worst-case scenario? Worst-case scenario is you get to be one of the lead analysts on NBC?
Yeah.
That's what happened to Jason Garrett.
Everybody gets jobs.
Everybody gets jobs.
Yes, everybody gets jobs working for Cowboys. Everybody.
Worst case scenario is you have a great future in broadcasting.
Everybody, good job.
Best case scenario is you're the guy that brings the Cowboys back from the dead. You win a Super Bowl. Dallas Cowboys head coach. I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All us 70 babies, man. We all know about this, man. That card game, mama done playing spades or big wit. Go down here, boy, in them damn little ass pajamas. Come on here, boy. Your little homies got y'all little cousins got your little routine. All of it. Every y'all done it.
Well, you guys had a dance routine to this?
Oh, me and my little cousins?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This, anytime new edition, Candy Girl. Oh, yeah. And they would always do the same thing. Mama and them playing, mama and girlfriend playing them cards. Boy, y'all come on over here and do that dance. And I'd be damn if I asked one dance right there in front of them.
Oh, that's great.
All the time.
You guys are like the little entertainment section.
All the time.
That's phenomenal.
Everybody know that when your mama had company over. And they had the little cousins over or her friends had kids y'all age. And when it was time to the music start playing loud, when they go, come on down there, boy.
Yeah.
You get your ass down there and do that dance.
I won't say everybody. We didn't have any dance routines.
Y'all had no dance?
Nah, we didn't.
Is it a picnic thing?
Hey, it could be. I don't know.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, if we would have tried to have one, it probably wouldn't have looked good.
Yeah, no, okay. Let's have fun down there, man. I come down there with them two little ass pajamas on. High water pajama pants on top of your ankle.
Do you ever cut the footies off? Because the feet don't fit anymore. But if you just cut them off, then they fit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure my mother's done that.
There's
before.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
I was able to, you know, be blessed when I had started having kids, so I never had to worry about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's probably,
you gotta make ends
there's
meet,
probably
you know?
A chance. Because I know that, you know, I had the same pair of damn Lees for about 3 or 4 years, right? Or Wranglers. But they were like 3 sizes too big, and so I had to roll them.
Sure.
And so by the time they got to be fitting them, you had, had them low bottom crease lines.
No, you buy stuff for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
It's too big this year. It'll fit you next year, and then it'll be too small next year.
Yeah, man.
And that's fine. It's no big deal. Now, too small is the look now anyway, so I don't know how they.
I think we're going away from that.
How did you guys deal with hand-me-downs? Because, like, you know, again, you probably maybe didn't have to because you had a little bit more money, whatever, but, like, you know, like, your kids, you had an older girl and a younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything can't be handed down, obviously.
No.
But some things can.
Like,
some things can.
We had this conversation before, and I forgot what.
Because we're having a whole, like, hand-me-down draft right now.
Yeah, yeah.
With stuff with Lillian.
Yeah, we had this conversation before, and I forgot what it was about. It was a sweater or something we were talking about, a hand-me-down from Lillian Jack. Yeah. And I was like, well, what color is it?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I think,
but then also, okay, public stuff, I think, has a different standard than house stuff. Like, I don't give a damn about what pajamas he wears. Like, and I'm a big, no one's going to see it. Who cares?
I mean, most dads are.
She's a big, it's too girly for him to wear it.
And I would be.
I'm a big, I don't care.
I would be more with Ash on that one. I would be more like, if Jack coming down with My Little Pony pajamas on.
Who cares?
I would care.
He's 18 months old.
Yeah, I would care.
No one's going to see it.
But that's true.
It's comfortable.
That's true. But you see
we already got it.
He's
going to have a sensitive side.
Yeah, that's
I don't care.
I think
we had, okay, so here's the real conversation. Because we bought her, and she's right. I was just arguing on my behalf because this is my stance in general.
Yes.
That expensive hand-me-down stuff should be handed down. We bought her a much too expensive snowsuit, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever. We were in Seattle. We're going up in the mountain. She needed some stuff. We're like, let's get it big so she can have it for a few years.
Right.
She has had it for a few years. We live in Georgia, so you don't use snowsuits very often. But I think we've probably gotten our money's worth for it because you've been able to wear it for a few seasons. It's pink with flowers on it. Like, full on, just the girliest thing you can possibly get.
And you're trying to hand it to Jack?
It's like, okay, we don't ever, it's never snowy. Like, the only time you'd ever wear it probably is, like, sledding in the backyard, whatever. I was like, let's sew some patches on it. You know? Like, put some, get some dude patches.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
But it don't
put it on it.
But you said it's pink.
Yeah, it is. She won. You're right. It's not appropriate to hand down to him.
Yeah.
But, like, it was expensive.
I understand.
It was expensive.
Just don't get him a non-expensive one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Go to, like, kids or kids?
Kids? Two kids?
Yeah.
Now, with the shop.
We were so ridiculous with the first one. It was like, let's get it at REI. What are you talking about? REI. We live in Georgia, and this child is 2 years old. Why
I bet
are
you can get some money for it.
Maybe. Yeah that's true. You can resell some of that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm just, you're going to have to really persuade me that it's not appropriate for a boy if it's a hand-me-down. But she's won a few. She's won a few of them.
I think she's going to win a lot more.
I won a few of them as well.
Like,
look, rainbows are for boys. Who cares? Everybody likes rainbows.
Again, you know what's crazy is that you and my wife would agree on more of this. You and my wife would agree more on that kind of stuff, and me and your wife would agree on more.
Yeah.
I already see it.
Okay.
Okay. As long as we know that. Okay. Yes. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Definitely.
Hey, you can join Dukes and Bell this Wednesday at Buffalo's Cafe and Hiram from 2 to 7. It's Bash Night every Monday and Wednesday. Bash Night.
Hey.
I don't know if that's what they're talking about.
Hey.
All the wings you can eat from 5 to 8. That's a hell of a deal, especially in this wing economy. People are charging an arm and a leg for wings these days. Again, Dukes and Bell this Wednesday from 2 to 7 at Buffalo's Cafe and Hiram. Hey, Bo.
So that's tomorrow, or Wednesdays or Bash Nights. Tomorrow is actually Bash Day, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Tomorrow.
Perfect.
Tomorrow, my bump will be 3 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
Time flies.
He will.
There's anybody out there walking the halls of Chattahoochee Elementary listening to us on the Odyssey app, please go find Juice Johnson and wish her a happy birthday, because today is the actual day.
Oh, nice. Yep. Nice.
Of Olivia's birthday. So happy 11, Juice. So great news out there for all of you spring training baseball lovers.
I wish we had a cricket sound effect.
I do have one. Unfortunately, I'd have to play it, and it'd be weird.
Right.
26 of the 30 Braves spring training games are going to be aired on Television 7 on FanDuel Network, which is now what Bally is, which was, you know, whatever.
Fox.
Fox. Several are going to be available on Braves.com and MLB TV, and all of them will be available on the FanDuel app. So those of you that want to see the Braves in spring training, you can watch them starting in just a few weeks.
Phenomenal.
Isn't that exciting?
It is. That is the word for it.
Yeah.
It is exciting.
When I read this story.
I love it.
Speaking of the Braves, Braves Stopless joined Dukes and Bell recently. Here's what he had to say about 13's rehab.
You're going to see him in spring training. He's going to be swinging. He's going to be running. He's going to be shagging. You know, we'll see if he ends up getting into games. I'd guess no. Strider will. But we just want to make sure that we take our time with him.
Games?
But look, he's doing great.
Okay.
So just based off the previous injury, you know, if we did the exact same thing and started a rehab assignment on April the 9th, for example, that would be 6 weeks longer than he did the first time. So we haven't committed to that. Will it be 6 weeks longer, 8 weeks longer, 10 weeks longer? We'll just see how things go as we get to March, but he's doing really, really well, and he'll be back sooner than later, one way or the other.
Will you stop saying that he'll be out there running and all that stuff? Because that makes me think he read the guy doggone play.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll be running and shagging.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't say that. Just say he'll be rehabbing or something like that. Don't tell me, because you know what it does? Everybody's like, well, it's taking so long.
He won't be playing.
He won't be playing.
He made that very clear. Yes. Mark Bowman gave all Braves fans a damn heart attack yesterday because he released kind of a little notebook article with some updates on guys, and he had written that Ronald Acuna was going to be out 6 months.
Yes.
And people were like, 6 months from when? What is that? And he meant 6 weeks kind of to start the season.
So. Yeah, so he's going to be 6 weeks. So he probably won't play till late July.
No, May.
May.
Yeah. May, June. I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, Anthopoulos. When does the season start?
Huh?
When's the season start?
April.
April, like April 4th.
That's what I'm saying. April, okay. No, that's why I keep asking. I'm saying, is he talking about from the start of the season?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Or is he starting from – that's my only thing.
Yeah, that's
– Because he said 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, maybe 10. That's what he said. So I'm like, well, I go with 10.
Here's the deal. Like, here's the bottom line on all of it is hopefully when he does come back, he's able to look better than the first year he was back the first time. Because he was okay, but obviously he wasn't himself. I don't know if he'll be himself. It was the second year when he really looked great. And then last year, even before he got hurt, he didn't look particularly good. And then he got hurt, which obviously was a disaster. Like, this whole thing, like, they've got a lot of really good players, and they've got them signed up for a long time. And the optimism, for me, is still high. But it's not where it was. Because it all boils down to, like, that guy's got to get back to being that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, none of this is going to work. Like, again, I know you can't. You have no idea what's going to happen injury-wise and all that, and they signed him to this long contract before any of the injuries happened. But, like, I mean, if the Braves are really going to be a 100-win, like, World Series contender, like their roster says that they should be.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's got to be able to play.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully he can, because, you know, there's a number of different ways it goes from here, and some of them aren't very fun.
I think that as long as, you know, the other eight players stay healthy for most of the season,
that's true,
like they did not do last year.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. So the identification of the mean Phillies fan or Eagles fan from the internet, that of the audio that we cannot play. Surely you've seen it. It's circled the internet, and him calling the woman a dumb, you know, whatever that we can't say. So the Eagles have found this guy's identification. His name has not been released, but his employer has also found his identification or knows who he is. So he works for a company, BCT Partners. They are saying they're going to launch a full investigation and making an internal personnel matter. So
investigate. You saw this dude berating and my thing.
Is he going to get fired?
He wasn't at work, nor was he wearing a company patch. But he's on the internet representing the company because they know who he is.
I just have this because I saw the Eagles. They said they banned him, whatever, like that.
Sure.
I have the question because they said that her fiance was filming this.
Oh,
how is he not in jail? Her fiance,
right?
That was my only thing.
Not for filming, but for violence.
I don't know that even if he throws a punch at the guy, he doesn't make it much more than that, though. He's in Eagle Stadium. He got mauled.
No. I'm going to jail.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to talk to my woman like that.
I don't think they scrape him up off the concrete. If he does what you're saying you would do, bro, there's no way you walk out.
Right.
I'm going to take that risk to kick your ass. We're talking to, that's my
at least you're way up in the stands. Maybe you can just give him a little toss.
Your point is just, what is this guy doing filming
what
this?
What are you doing filming?
And not stopping and not this guy to, from talking
yes.
like this.
Yeah, that's my...
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't know. He's not at work. Whatever. Whatever consequences come your way for behaving like that in public are deserved.
It is.
Like,
100%.
If you lose your job, if you get banned from the stadium, whatever it is. Like, we've said this before. I'll say it again. The world that we live in right now is life is an open mic. Life is, you're streaming live. People are going to see what you do. Also, even if they didn't, you shouldn't behave like that. That's not any way to behave in public or in private with anyone. But you did that in public, and now if the repercussions are that you lose your job over it, tough break. Shouldn't
happen. Especially around families. Like football stadiums, sporting events, these are family outing places where you take your family. You don't use language like that and insult a female or anybody for that matter in that manner. Now, you can get into shouting matches with fans all you want. I've done that at several Falcons games, but you never go to like language and calling people's wives names.
Yes,
like,
there's a line.
Come on, man.
There's a line that clearly was crossed, and if he pays for it,
so
now well.
Yeah, well.
That's what happened.
Strand, you were in the NFL for 11 years. So that's 11 Christmases. Did you ever come across a Christmas where a starting quarterback in the NFL did not buy his offensive lineman a Christmas gift or gifts? It seems pretty standard, doesn't it?
No. I'm sorry. They've always got something.
So the last Manning cast of the season was last night. Peyton Manning had a very interesting – they had a very interesting back and forth there, he and Eli and Bill, about Christmas gifts. And I think they were kind of alluding to Brock Purdy using the Toyotas. Maybe he has a deal with a Toyota dealership. So Peyton's saying, look, if you don't earn the gift, you're not probably getting anything.
It's not a Christmas gift. You have to block well to get a gift. You don't have, like, a couple years, like, we didn't make the playoffs. I didn't get my guys anything. Like, you didn't block that well. So you don't feel obligated, quarterbacks, if you don't, your team doesn't make the playoffs, you have to get them a gift. That's like a participation medal.
I agree with him on that because in Miami, our quarterbacks didn't make, like, Jay Fielder took us all out to dinner. But after that, no, we didn't get no gifts. Only time we got gifts from Ricky. We got watches from Ricky. We got watches 2 years from Ricky. And then Ronnie got us like a $1,000 Best Buy gift card.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's not.
I understand what he's saying. I mean,
it's not a Christmas gift. It's a bonus for doing one.
Yeah.
It just happens to happen during Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Paper, you can block me.
Yeah, I like that. Do your job. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Talk some Georgia football with him. College football in general. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.